We're in Simon Kuf Pe Aleph. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing from Gimel through Vav. Einotlin b'chamin shayad nichves behem. You can't wash mayim achronim with water that would burn your hand. Mipnei shemafapim pirish mevabim meloshin shchina babuos es hayadayim veimavirin es hazuama. Because they burn the hand and they don't really get rid of the dirt. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're not talking about boiling water, that's obvious. What we're talking about is water that's yad soledes bo. It's uncomfortable to keep your hands in it. Warm, lukewarm water, the Mishnah Berurah is matir. The Marshal says that for mayim achronim, you must have cold water. Hot water that cooled down is mutter for use. Siv dalet. Ein sarach litl ela at perek sheni shela etzbos. One only has to wash to the second joint of the fingers. The reason being that when you eat, you don't get the rest of your hand filthy. If you know that you did, then you would have to wash that. The Bir Halacha brings down that the gra is cholek, and he says that this is the same machlokus as in Netilas Mayim Rishonim. The same way there was a day that you only have to wash your fingers, and we're machmer to wash the whole hands. Similarly, it's the same thing here. So according to the gra, lamaisa, you'll have to actually wash your whole hand for mayim achronim, not just your fingers. The Mishnah Berurah Bechlal doesn't like this idea that people just wash their fingertips. That Bechlal is not a keem of mayim achronim according to anybody. Sif hei, so shiyash bil rosh yetzba'osav kadei sheteret hazuama. When you wash, you have to hold your hands down. Wash mayim achronim so the dirt should come off. Sivav, im hamasubim rabim, if there are many people at the table. Ad chamisha maschilim min hamavarech. If you have only five people and no more, then the first person to wash is he who is going to bench. Vimei miyoser, if there are more than that, maschilin min hakotin, you start from the smallest one. Vinot lim derech yeshivosan, and then you wash in order of the way people are sitting. Vimechabdim ze ze litol, and they don't have the right to say, oh, I don't wash, you wash first. Everyone's supposed to give to everybody. Ad shemagin lachamisha achronim, till you get to the five last ones. Bekiven shelo nishiru el chamisha, shelo natlu maschilim min hamavarach. And after you're left with five, at that point you give the mavarach, and this way he'll be able to prepare himself for benching. Even though bizman hazeh we say our own benching, but since he's saying it out loud, he has to prepare the benching itself. The cotton here that you start from is referring to the person sitting all the way at the edge of the table, where we would assume that the youngest one or the least respected of the entire group is sitting.